So verse number 22 is on this side. Yadrichalabha santushtah. Dvandvatito vimatsarah. Samasiddhavasiddhavcha. Kritvapi na nibadhyate. Yat richa. Labha. Labha means gain. Yat richa means whatever, even without putting too much effort, whatever spontaneously comes to me. So whatever comes to me in that particular situation, santushtaha, content. Contentment is a very, very important quality. Bhagavan says that many times. In the 12th chapter, he says, santushta satatam yogi. A wise person is ever content. Dvandva atito. And atita means beyond. Dvandva means pair of opposites. So this person is ever content, has gone beyond the pair of opposites. And vimatsara. Vimatsara means he has given up completely. Matsara, jealousy. So he has no jealousy. And he has gone beyond the pair of opposites. He is content with what life brings him, what life has given him. And sama, and he remains the same in siddhav, asiddhav. Siddha, siddha here means, siddhi has many meanings. One, of course, the word siddhi means an ability. But here, siddha means accomplished. So even if he accomplishes something successfully, or asiddha, or he is unsuccessful, he remains same. He remains balanced. Because as we had talked before, in life, not every time you're going to get success, but if you get success, you get very happy. And if you get failure, you get depressed. That won't work. Because then next time you won't be able to work. And kritva apina nibadhyate. And he is not bound even while he's acting. Not bound, not attached. So contentment, we have heard many times, is that I put my best effort. And then at the end of the day, thank you, God. When before you go to bed, thank you, Bhagavan, for everything you have given me. You have given me this beautiful earth and this air and this. We turn on the hot water and we, that itself, we should be so grateful. Oh, God, thank you for giving me this clean, plentiful, warm water to take a bath. Many places, the people have to walk 5 miles just to get a bucket of water, a pot of water. And that also is cold. And we get nice warm water at turn. And we just take it for granted. We should be thankful, thankful for this air. We complain about, oh, air of Bakersfield is dirty. Go and live in Delhi for 1 week. And then you will see what air is, you know. This is nothing. Do we complain about this pollution? This is beautiful air. Just be thankful. Thankful I'm not living in Mexico City or, you know, it's, we don't know how to be content. And no desire. Again, there is no selfish desire. My only desire is to reach God and to serve the world. There is no personal desire. If there is desire, then I say, oh, I didn't get what I want. Again, does not mean that I don't put effort, but my effort is for to make this world a better place. And go beyond pleasure and pain. See, what we do, you know, we want a pill that will always give me pleasure, right? Does anybody want a pill that will give me pain? No. Everybody wants, only give me that which will give me pleasure. On the other side is pain. Side effect is pain. The moment you take a pleasure pill, pain is hidden inside. The moment you take a coin, you cannot always get heads. Sometimes you will get tails. One side of the coin is head, one side is tail. One side is pleasure, one side is pain. So if I am wanting pleasure, be ready for pain. The other thing is remain balanced. And what our problem, actually, it's interesting. I was reading a commentary and the master, the teacher says that when you have failure, sometimes it is easier to remain calm. Things didn't work out, and then everybody will come and support you. You know, I'm so sorry. You know, this, you had this problem. You suppose you are sick in the hospital, people will come and visit. And so maybe you may be able to be calm, even though, because there are a lot of support. You know, the family will come. But suppose you get success, then can we stay calm? That is when the problem arises. When I get successful, you know me, there's nobody like me. Nobody could have done this job except me. And so very quickly we start getting disturbed, and we start getting excited, and we start getting arrogant, and we start getting pride. So they say it is easier to be calm in failure. It is difficult to be calm in success. So the point is that in life, whether whatever comes is a result of my karmas, and that's why whatever I get, I deserved. I put my best effort. So, but how can I develop that? You know, people say it's very difficult, and it is true. To remain the same, you know, whether there is joy or sorrow, I still chant the Lord's name. Joy, sorrow we do. You know, oh God, please help me, help me. In joy, we don't. I did it. You know, I am the one. So how do we develop this ability to remain calm? So it says it takes practice. It doesn't happen overnight. See, the great masters, they spend years in meditation, in study. They went to the teacher. It's like when you go watch the circus. I haven't seen circus in a long time because our kids are grown up. But if you remember, like there are the two trapeze, you know, these swings that are moving from one to the other. And they move the swing, and this one guy is hanging on one and the lady is on the other. And when the swing comes, they shift. One, he goes to this one and she goes to the... How do they do that in the middle of the air? And then suddenly the lady will, you know, move and her... And he's holding her hands, holding her legs in the middle of the air. How can they do that? It takes years of practice. It doesn't happen overnight that today you decide, you know, to get on the trapeze and you jump from one to the other. What's going to happen? You'll fall and break your head. So just as to become good in trapeze or good in tennis, you know, you cannot first day take a tennis racket and say, I'm going to play in Wimbledon. It's not going to happen, you know, after years of practice. So similarly, this to get accomplished, Bhagavan says, you have to put effort. To reach this state of evolution, it needs constant effort. And our intellect loves duality. You know, they said, just see oneness in all. They say, how can I see oneness? You know, this is my friend, this is my enemy. Success and failure, how can I be calm? How can I be the same in, you know, even when my body is healthy, when my body is unhealthy? No. In life, it will happen. The body will not always be healthy. Things will change, but remain calm. And whether somebody recognizes you or somebody doesn't recognize you, you know, people say, if people praise me, I am very happy. But if I get ignored, then I don't like it. Like, you know, everybody got invited to the party. I didn't get invited. Then we get worried, you know, what did I do wrong? How come I am not? Be happy you didn't get invited to the party. At least you can stay home and relax. It's Friday evening instead of, you know, going in all this noise and all. I can sit home and peacefully and read Bhagavad Gita, or maybe meditate, or maybe just enjoy the solitude. It's so beautiful with the rain. Just sit in the backyard and enjoy the beautiful clean air. So sometimes it is good to be ignored. You know, there was a time when we used to, you know, Friday night, nobody has invited us. Now I really get happy. There's no party, very good, you know. So it is good to be ignored. And they say that jealousy. See, jealousy is a very, very negative trait because we are always competing and comparing. I have to be better than the next guy. My children are not that good. How come his children are better? We are always comparing. And so we don't enjoy what we have because somebody else's child is doing better, or somebody else's house is bigger, or somebody else has a better car. And so we get jealous. So in the process of competing and comparing, I am not able to enjoy what I have. Yes, I do my best, but enjoy what you have. Be thankful. Yes, at least I have this car. Maybe I don't have a Rolls-Royce or a Mercedes. I have a Nissan. But at least I have a car to get around. At least I'm not walking everywhere. So stop comparing yourself. Stop competing. And remember that nothing in this world is permanent. Only thing permanent is God. Anything that you possess, if it was created, it will be destroyed. So the example is the balloon. Like the child buys a balloon and she blows it up, and after a while the balloon pops and she starts crying. So the father immediately becomes a Vedantin. You know, child, nothing in life is permanent. Balloon is there, it is bound to pop. You should know that. Until then, he is good, but then tomorrow he loses $100 from his wallet. Then what happened to his Vedanta? Oh, my money, oh, my $100. The child will say, Father, that was only a piece of paper. No. You know, then suddenly all the Vedanta is gone. Whatever lecture he was giving to his daughter, he has to apply on himself. That if I can give a lecture to somebody tomorrow, my thing, or if my car has a, you know, has an accident, get a race, what can I do? It was meant to. Or, you know, whatever is born is bound to die. So we are very good in giving lectures, but when it happens to us, we are not able to handle the situation. That's why he says, sama siddhau asiddhau cha. Whether in success or failure, he understands that nothing in this world is permanent. And that's how the masters, the great masters, that's how they functioned in the world. And their life had a particular glow because they were always in contact with the Lord. And same thing about fame, you know, becoming famous. In fact, I read a story of an actor, famous actor, who, this is true story, before going to sleep, he would have a tape recording of people clapping, you know, thali, applause. And every night he had to hear that. Why? Because people should clap for me, you know, and then he can sleep very good. Oh, people are clapping. But people are not going to clap for you forever. One movie is successful, yeah, people will clap. And next movie could be a complete failure. And this guy is the most useless actor. क्या आपने आपको समझता है? He thought he was a great hero. Look what a horrible job. And then you will start crying because you are depending on people's applause to, or you will get old, you know. You may be a famous actress, but age will take over, you know. And then some younger actress will come and she will get the part. Why? Because she's younger, has a better figure, and can dance better. But if you are depending on people's praise for your happiness, then you are bound to be unhappy. You should understand. Yes, with age I will get old. Age gracefully and accept. ठीक है, you know, I'm not always going to be successful. So he finds security in the Lord, and he finds security within. So that is called not depending on anything else, and finding the joy within. So these are the verses where again Bhagavan says, do not be attached to the fruit. Do what you are supposed to do. Be satisfied in the self. Always remember the Lord and look for Lord as support. Do not be a beggar in life. Be self-controlled and reduce your possessions. And with practice, you can develop these qualities and stop competing or comparing with others, because jealousy will, all it will do is make you miserable. So it's okay. If he got it, that was his luck. And he maybe put more effort than I did, or maybe in a previous life he had put more effort. And that's why you say, well, I don't see him working. How did he get it? These are his karmas. So whatever I get is the result of my karmas. So that is the essence of the three verses. Again, these are meant for us to practice. for us to apply, for us to build in our life. And if I don't have it, it's like a measuring stick. If I don't have it, then I need to get it. So that is the purpose of these verses. So this is the qualities of a man of wisdom. And next week we'll do the fourth verse, which also talks about that. And then there will be another topic next week, a very important subject. Thank you. Any questions? Yes.
Well, I had just one. You know, you were talking about doing the best you can, you know, like just putting 100% effort in. But you know, I was thinking that, I'm not sure where, but in the Gita, it talks about even a small amount of work, you know, you never lose it. You know,
true.
You know, even if you do a little bit, it's kind of like the, I was thinking about the statement, you know, practice makes perfect.
Right.
And so it's like perfect practice makes perfect too.
Right. Yeah, Bhagavan says that even a small amount of effort in this direction gives you great result. So the point is that, yes, but then I put a small amount of effort, and then when I get, then I put even more effort. Ultimately, I have to put my full effort to achieve full success. But you're right. Gita says that. Because we may not be able to achieve great things. That's what Gurudev says. You may not be able to achieve great things. But whatever you're doing, do it in a great way. See, not every one of us cannot become, you know, Jesus or Buddha or Shankaracharya. But wherever I am, at least let me make the world a better place. So you may not be able to do things, but you can do things in a great way. Thank you. Yeah, that's a good point.
I have a comment.
Yes.
I recently read a news where, I mean, this is an example of, you know, in my mind, Gita in business. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, he made a comment about Amazon. That he said that there would be a day when Amazon will fall. And you know, he's making a statement where Amazon is nowhere near to falter, right? It's probably at its peak, and it's
yes.
probably will go even more further.
Right.
But he is, in this moment, he's making that comment. Two things I got from that is, as a leader, he is already, he doesn't have the ego that he or his company is invincible. And he accepts the fact already that that day would come, but it would happen. It is going to happen, because everything that goes up comes down.
Right.
So that he has that wisdom already. And two is that, when he said that, as employee of the companies, our job is to delay that day. I think that is another way of guiding your action, is to be prepared for the worst, but continue the actions towards the best.
Right. Good. Thank you. That's very true. Because competition will come, or somebody better will come.
Regulations will come. You know.
Right.
It has happened to various companies in the past, and it's going to happen in the future.
Right.
Amazon is no exception.
No, that's true. They say, no, there's the line. They say, "Humse achhe kehne wale, humse achhe sunne wale aayenge." There will always be somebody who can say it better than I can, who can listen better than I can, who can accomplish better than I can. So we have to be ready. Thank you. That's a good comment.
GM is kind of...
Yes, yeah, GM is going down. They used to say what is good for GM is good for America. No longer the case. I think that's what happens when the company gets too big, then they lose sight of the original, being lean and, you know, reducing your expenses, all those things. Not taking for granted, like he said, you know, always keeping ahead of the technology. If you fall behind, then somebody else will. That's why the Japanese and Korean, and the same thing, Japanese And Germans also are going down now because other countries, China, Korea is taking over. So,
in a way, if you think
right.
US is going same way too.
Right, right, right. US is going down too, exactly. Yes?
I read in the paper that Bakersfield is like the fourth best place in the nation for living and
right.
jobs and homes and blah, blah, blah. So this is coming up. This
right.
is going to be an up and coming cool place for everybody to,
right.
who wants, you know, to come here. To
True. Yeah,
yeah,
it's the fourth, yeah.
Yeah.
Fourth hottest real estate market,
yeah.
That's what they said, right?
Yeah, that's funny. I was looking at TripAdvisor and I just happened to see this question that, somebody from Hyderabad wrote in and was asking about what the air quality and everything was in the
right.
kind of caught my
attention.
I know. A lot of people, oh, terrible, horrible air. Horrible.
And that's true. You go to Hyderabad and then you can see quality of air. I know somebody's daughter was pregnant in San Jose and she called from Delhi saying, oh, I heard there is a lot of smoke. Why don't you come here for the baby? And Neeru told her, she said, what are you talking? The air in Delhi is 250 and in San Francisco is 125. Even with the smoke, it is half as bad as the air which you guys always breathe. So you're calling your daughter there, you know. So, I mean, that's, yeah, people don't understand. It's the media that exaggerates. Actually, things are not that bad. Yeah. So just a quick announcement. We are expecting Vimal Chaitanya Ji. He's a wonderful teacher. Some of you have heard him. And he will be here December 19 to 22. The topic is Prashnopanishad. And this he has done before, so he will continue. Prashnopanishad are questions asked by 6 students to the master, and then how the answers. So they start from the simplest question about world and destiny to the highest. So it's a wonderful text and very, very practical. So December 19th to 22nd, Wednesday to Friday, he will be doing in the evening, 7 to 8:30. And on Saturday the 22nd, from 9:30 to 11:30. We know it is the Christmas week, but if you can attend, please do that. He's a most wonderful teacher. And if you would like to offer bhiksha or host him, please let the office know. We are also looking for lunch sponsors for every week. So if you have not sponsored lunch in this year, please contact the office. You can either make it yourself, you can order it, you know, 2-3 people can get together and make it. 2 is generally a good number. You can split the cost. So please contact the office and we'll see you next week. Thank you. Hari Om. Om sarve bhavantu sukhinaha, sarve santu niramayah, sarve bhadrani pasyantu, ma kaschid dukha bhag bhavet. Om shanti shanti shanti. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namah. Hari Om.